There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back in. 7:35 on your Football Friday. We still got a lot to get to in the next hour and a half of the show. Big one going on in Indiana this weekend. I don't know if you know about it, but there's a big football game out there.
Honest to God, I couldn't have guessed this game would matter at all to us a little bit locally, and no. I would have never guessed game day was going to be there.
We've been doing a show for a long time. I never thought we would do a segment on Indiana football, but here we are because that's what's happening this year, man. They are an unbelievable story. Don Fisher has been their play-by-play man for a long time. He joins us now. Don, good morning to you. I believe if my numbers are correct, I checked that Indiana has 1 8-win season in their program since 1993, and a win this weekend would be an 8-win campaign. Just what has it been like in Bloomington with this all of a sudden new found success in the football program?
Well, it's exploded, to say the least. We've got a new coach named Kurt Cignetti. He has been an absolute remarkable performer thus far, as far as the coach is concerned, but this guy has done magical work with this Indiana football program. And, you know, Indiana is not used to winning football. There hasn't been much winning going on here since the Bill Maurer era back in the 80s and early 90s. In fact, Indiana has had just 3 winning seasons since then. So that tells you how bad it's been over the total number of years. Now, 2 of those winning seasons came under Tom Allen here just a few years ago in 2019 and 2020. But the 2020 season was an anomaly anyway because they were 6-2 that year, had some really close ball games, beat Penn State and Michigan in the COVID year when nobody was around.
Right.
Nobody was able to see anything, but we were doing games remotely and all those kinds of things. So at any rate, this has been a special time for Indiana football. There's no question about it. And to be 7-0 at this point in the season is remarkable in itself because you have a coach that comes in for the first year and all of a sudden he's winning like there's been no winning since 1967 here.
Well, Don, I got a question I want to ask you, but now you've made me think here. So he gets hired. He famously this year said, "I win, Google me." How many times did Don Fisher have to Google Kurt Cignetti when he was hired?
Didn't Google him one time. I believed everything he said from the very get-go. He was introduced to our basketball crowd at a Maryland ball game when he first got the job. He came out on the floor. He said, "I'm not used to losing." And he says, "And I don't plan to lose now." And he says, "Purdue sucks. Ohio State and Michigan sucks too."
I told you, Dern. How do you hate this team?
The place went wild, just so you know.
Well, I look, this may or may not be a real thing, there is a part of me being a petty human at times that wonders if it is. Is there any part of Mike Woodson that kind of hates that this is happening? Because now it puts more pressure on the Hoops program to capture or keep the mojo going.
Well, I'm sure that there is a little bit of nervousness and anxiety in the basketball program right now because that program hasn't flourished either over the last few years. And even though they had a couple of teams that went to the NCAA tournament in the first and second year of Mike's tenure here, and this is his fourth season. Last year they didn't go, and the crying and the angst and the biting of fingernails was pretty significant last year after the season ended because obviously there's a lot of pressure on Indiana basketball to be good every year, and it hasn't been as dramatic as a lot of people would like. So, you know, right now there's no question all the focus is on this football team. And it should be, because this team has just done extraordinary things at this point.
We're talking with Don Fisher, longtime voice of Indiana football, Indiana basketball. They host the Huskies tomorrow morning, and College Game Day will be in town. And I want to ask you about that, just the anticipation of a moment like that. We've seen Game Day go a couple of places this year. They were at Cal a couple of weeks ago. They had never been before. The atmosphere was incredible. Just what's been the buildup going into this game? Because it's kind of unique where Washington's limping in a little bit, although they're off a bye. This is a Big Ten Network television game. But College Game Day is in town because of how good the Indiana story is going to be. What's the scene going to be like, you think, tomorrow morning on campus?
Well, it'll be special. There's no question about that. I mean, last week, Fox had their pregame show here, and now ESPN's brought their Game Day show here. So it's been crazy, and there's just no question about that. There'll be thousands watching the ESPN portion of it tomorrow, from 9 until noon, Indiana time. And then, obviously, the game starts with Washington, which is my focus at this point, because I think this Washington team is better than advertised. I know that they've got a lot of new faces and those kinds of things, but Jed Fish is a heck of a coach. And when you give a guy an extra week to prepare, and when you haven't had that week yourself, I think that's always a little bit suspect. But think about this. The Nebraska game in Indiana, in the Nebraska game itself, Indiana was like the Cornhuskers, had a week off between ball games. So they had their bye week. That was the first of the two bye weeks we're going to have this year. And Indiana went out and absolutely clobbered Nebraska. I mean, 56-7, a phenomenal performance. Nobody expected that. Nebraska's defense was vaunted coming in. And they looked like whimpering little pups going out the door after that ball game was over with. It was amazing what this team did in that contest. Now, can that happen again this week? Well, Washington's had an extra week to get ready for it. And I think this will be a much tougher test.
Yeah. I think you guys stole the term black shirts after last week and what you did to Nebraska.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I want to ask you, Don, we looked it up, and my co-host mentioned it earlier, 1 8-win season since 93. That is confirmed. Usually there's a couple sevens, there's some sixes, there's a lot of threes, fours, and fives in there too.
Right.
When was the last time Don Fisher was excited going into a football season? Because largely, Indiana thought of as a basketball program. Cignetti gets hired. When was the last time Don Fisher went in totally jacked for Indiana football?
Well, a guy named Terry Heppner became Indiana's football coach back in the 2005 season after they let Jerry DiNardo go. Mm-hmm. And Terry Heppner is an Indiana native. He's from Woodburn, Indiana, up by Fort Wayne, Indiana. This guy came in with a Pied Piper-like personality. He had guys so excited about what he was able to, what he was going to put on the field. And unfortunately, after the first season he was here, he was suffered a brain, he had brain cancer, glioblastoma. We knew that he was probably not going to make it. He finished his second season. In fact, during the second season here, he had two operations and missed a couple of ball games, but came back, finished the season. But Terry Heppner was he had the kind of personality that just everybody loved him. He could recruit. He had everybody in the state believing that he was going to get this thing turned around. And it didn't happen because he passed away after his second year. So that's the last time I was that excited about football here prior to this guy coming to Indiana.
I graduated high school in 05. That's amazing that now that was the last time.
He has a statue right out in front of the stadium.
Terry Heppner does not have a statue, no.
Oh, okay. Isn't there a famous coach up front of the stadium that has a statue, or am I missing thinking a different Big Ten school?
We got a whole bunch of statues here in Indiana, and Bob Knight doesn't even have a statue here right now, but the statue celebrating Indiana basketball is inside the south end zone of the Assembly Hall.
There are
statues in there, and they're pretty special. There's no question about that. Celebrating the five national championships that Indiana's had. So that's where the statues are located, but nothing outside right now other than some monuments, that type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
Don, you've been there a while. What kind of statue would you want for yourself? I always get nervous about the idea of a statue because when we see these NFL Hall of Fame busts, I always think they look nothing like the player. So in not wanting to ruin maybe what your face looks like or being misrepresented that way, would you want to be sitting down? Are you standing up with a headset? Are we screaming? What does Don Fisher's statue look like?
I would like that statue to be of somebody else.
Okay.
That is a great answer.
Okay, and then I want to ask you this before we let you go. I mentioned Mike Woodson. I don't know what it is, but anytime I see Mike Woodson on my TV, I just cannot stop staring at kind of the perfect nature of the goatee with the bald head. When you're talking to Mike Woodson in person, do you just stare at the goatee? That goatee's pretty powerful.
No, actually, I don't stare at it at all because I think it would probably make him feel awkward.
Well, I'm an awkward person.
So. I love that. Last one for you, Don, going into the game tomorrow. Backup quarterback, it looks like. I know he played a little bit against Nebraska this past week. You mentioned the Huskies coming off a bye, so it's a stiff test. What do we know about the backup, and what do we expect if he's the guy and has to play the entire game?
Well, Taven Jackson came here. He transferred from Tennessee. He's a kid from Center Grove High School, which is just down the street from where I live. He went to Tennessee his first year. Then he transferred to Indiana and came back here last year as a redshirt freshman. Started the first three ball games of the year, but Brandon Sorsby took over that spot after the first three contests because he was not performing up to expectations of the coaching staff. And so Sorsby took over and was the quarterback for the rest of the season. But Taven has come back, and he could have left after last season, gone on the portal and gone someplace else. He did not. He stayed here. He bought into what Kurt Cignetti was selling, and obviously he's going to get his opportunity tomorrow. But there's no question that Taven has improved dramatically. My color analyst, Buck Sewer, who was the running backs coach for Bill Mallory back in the day, this guy says that he can't believe the transformation in Jackson over the past year in regard to his footwork and the abilities that he has improved on the football field. And Jackson came in last week, played the entire second half, and played tremendous. He had 28 points scored under Curtis Rourke in the first half. Rourke went out at halftime, not able to come back in the second half. Jackson quarterbacked the entire second half and led him to four touchdowns. So, yeah. I mean, it was special. There's no question about it. But Taven's going to have a little pressure. Obviously, this is going to be an opportunity for him. And so we'll see how it plays out. But I think he'll handle it really well.
Can't wait for this one. Should be a fun game. The spectacle in Bloomington will be fun tomorrow morning. Game day's in town. Don Fisher, longtime voice of Indiana hoops, Indiana football, joining us. Have a great call tomorrow, Don. Thanks so much for the time all the way out here in Portland. We really appreciate it.
Well, guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and best of luck to you guys, too.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.